This is the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Coming up, reporter Chad Rich attended the tree-cutting ceremony for the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree on the Uncompahgre Plateau west of Montrose. Plus, new training opportunities for Colorado's post-pandemic workforce, and the entire staff of a county health department resigned last week, citing little support from local officials to protect the public. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
Colorado's health insurance marketplace is now in open enrollment until December 15th. Connect for Health Colorado offers private insurance for state residents who lack insurance through an employer. For more information, see connectforhealthco.com. 12 Colorado towns voted on various marijuana sales and taxation measures in this election. Paonia voters approved retail and medical marijuana shops starting next year, and the Board of Trustees will soon begin drafting regulations, reports the Delta County Independent. A companion measure to tax those sales also won and could bring in another $200,000 in revenue the first year. That money will fund repair and improvements to infrastructure such as streets, sidewalks, lighting, and drainage. Several other Colorado towns voted for marijuana sales, including Cedar Edge, which approved medical and recreational sales with a 5% sales tax. Dinosaur, Buena Vista, Fort Lupton, and the Denver suburbs of Lakewood, Littleton, and Broomfield all voted to either allow sales or to increase the tax on marijuana sales. The first COVID-19 outbreak has been reported in Ouray County. Among employees of Ouray Silver Mines, there have been 13 cases of COVID-19 so far, reports the Ouray County Plain Dealer. Most of Rocky Mountain National Park reopened on November 6th after being closed for 2 weeks due to the East Troublesome Fire. The west side of the park remains closed because of the damage caused by the fire and ongoing safety assessments. The fire is about one half contained at 194,000 acres, but has not been growing thanks to snow and colder weather. For KVNF, I'm Jody Peterson.
The Centennial State has long had apprenticeship programs, Pell Grants, and other training opportunities for workers. Now the pandemic is prompting some new ones as well. Lily Bolke reports for the Colorado News Connection.
Fighting COVID-19 could give some Coloradans an on-ramp to the healthcare field. The Colorado Public Health Workforce Collaborative aims to train thousands of workers through contact tracing apprenticeships that can lead to longer-term careers. Therese Ivankovich with the Denver Education Attainment Network says it's one of many workforce development efforts.
Thinking about these creative ways to embed work experience and opportunities to give you that next leg up or that next up skill, it's happening here in Colorado.
She points to another promising initiative called New Skills Ready. It's gotten $7 million in grant funding from JPMorgan Chase to cities, including Denver, to make job training part of education from K through 12 to post-secondary. For Colorado News Connection, I'm Lily Bolke.
The entire staff of a county health department resigned in our region last week. That's after citing little support in their efforts to protect the public from local officials. Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
The four-man staff at the Ponderay County Health Department in northwest Montana all resigned at the same time. It doesn't surprise Nancy LaChapelle. She runs COVID-19 response in Choteau County next door.
We definitely feel for the Ponderay County Health Department because they were getting, from what we understand, no support from their county officials at all.
LaChapelle says pushback from local leaders is just added stress as they try and rein in a surge in COVID-19. In Choteau County, she says some commissioners don't believe in the pandemic, but at least support her department's efforts. However, she says the local sheriff is actively working against her department by opposing mask wearing of his staff and...
They will not support any of our directives or anything. They won't help us enforce them. They won't do anything for us.
Montana's like the rest of the region right now, recording record COVID-19 deaths and infections. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
The U.S. Capitol Christmas tree tours through western Colorado this week. Due to COVID, the tree-cutting ceremony on the Uncompahgre Plateau west of Montrose was not open to the general public, but reporter Chad Rich attended, and he filed this story for KVNF.
While ballots for the presidential election were still being tallied, this year's U.S. Capitol Christmas tree was harvested last Thursday from the Uncompahgre National Forest. Montrose County Commissioner Keith Caddy addressed the crowd of about 100 mostly masked and socially distanced onlookers.
I'm so pleased and proud and humbled that the GMUG and the National Forest Service decided to pick a tree for Montrose County.
When Caddy says GMUG, he's referring to the Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forest, which covers 3 million acres of public lands on Colorado's west slope.
I hope this tree, in some small way, will bring some unity to the people of this country, especially in Washington, where things are all hectic and hateful, and maybe they can stand around the tree and just for a few seconds, they can leave that away, leave it in the Senate, leave it in the House, leave it in the President's office, and join in peace and harmony, just for a few minutes. And I hope that's what we can give the people in Washington.
We knew that we were the 2020 Christmas tree before the field season kind of started, so we encouraged a lot of the employees on the forest to go out and help us find the Capitol Christmas tree. And we had ideas or parameters of what to kind of think about. Does it look like a Christmas tree, right?
That's Beth Anderson, a soil and water specialist with the GMUG, who was on the tree's selection committee. She says that on a typical year, the U.S. Capitol architect would visit the forest and choose the tree himself.
But due to COVID this year, traveling was not going to happen, so we did it virtually. So we took lots of pictures and videos of the trees on the forest, and we had a meeting with him over our new way of conducting business, you know, online. He selected the tree from the 15 trees that we provided on the forest.
The tree comes from a different national forest each year. James Mills is the tree's official photographer and has documented the tree's journey since 2015.
It symbolizes peace in our time. It symbolizes for me the hope of what America can be. So this is the second time we've done it during an election. Inevitably, there's some political strife going on, but politics never enters the picture. We collectively agree that delivering an evergreen to the people of America in Washington, D.C. is an amazing thing, and who cannot possibly support that?
Now, someone had to actually wield the chainsaw and cut the tree. Harvey Gray operates a logging company out of Olathe and is a 50-plus year veteran of the timber industry. Gray was one of this year's honorary sawyers.
It's kind of an amazing thing that this many people would come together over something like cutting a tree. Kind of a heartwarming thing for this much cooperation. It was a privilege.
The U.S. Capitol Christmas tree, a 55-foot tall Engelmann spruce, winds its way through Colorado this week before heading to the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol building on November 20th. Chad Rich, KVNF News.
On Tuesday, the tree visits the San Miguel County Fairgrounds in Norwood from 10 to 11:30 a.m. and the Montrose Visitor Center from 3:30 to 6. On Wednesday, it visits the Ouray County Courthouse from 9:30 to 11 a.m. and the Grand Junction Convention Center from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And on Thursday, it'll be in downtown Paonia from 10 to 11:30 a.m. That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.